because it's been a great 2 years in radio. We'll say since we started Heartbeat FM, and we started out in November 2 years ago, everything has gone fantastic. Remember, I got the opportunity to work in radio. I got the opportunity to do what I wanted to do on radio, and that was to provide a love song station. To see it grow, to meet all the wonderful people along the way.
This can be around to 90 minutes after midday. Sorry about that, Tony. We just have to come in. Antonio Howard, the manager of Heartbeat FM. 19 minutes after midday, it's Dave Felton and Tony Quinn keeping the company right until 2 a.m. this afternoon. Coming along with two, by the way, it's Joey Morrison. Now, unfortunately, we were hoping to have Q102 and BLB, but we mislaid the tape somewhere along the line. That's that out the window. Right. Who would you like to say hello to? Any requests? Okay, you want, sorry, no.
Yeah, one, yeah.
Yeah, first of all, I'd
like to David Baker, and I can do it with David in Manchester. I'd like to say hi to Nicola and Valerie, also John and Joan and Rita and Erica and Joe and Allison, Carol and Ned, Julian and also Steve. And all the rest in the Tesco stores, Dublin wide and nationwide.
Right, so, thank you.
There's more.
Okay, go ahead,
right? Also, say I brought the children and in town, I think it is, and they're having a Christmas party today.
Well, listen,
well, New Year's party.
Seeing that they're having a New Year's party, how about this? It's in a mug now. It never works when you go on the
air.
There's
one more to go. Say hi to Susan Moran, who's having a baby soon.
Congratulations.
I can get from her husband and the best of luck.
Any chance of having you before the end of the program's over, huh? Okay, right. Come on, go ahead.
Got some more, Tony.
That's about it. I must hi to my mum.
Hello, you're done. Sorry, okay, right. Let's get that dealt with now in just a moment.
It's
a request, if somebody can take a sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
then
we
can. I want to have some music now.
I suppose so, yeah.
I suppose right,
is the playing
worst group of the year.
Worst group of the year.
What am always flagging.
Okay. What's the name?
Ross.
Ross, okay.
That is so for leave from alone.
Here's the Gardaí already.
Sad you brought that today, by the way.
I'll be playing with this between now and 2 a.m. You can do different noises. Listen. That's Tony Quinn in the fluster, Mrs. Murray. Alright. Our engineer is probably saying, what's going on in there? Here comes Bross. What's it called?
I owe you nothing. It's better music to upload.
Okay, good morning. Good day. Hello. And we dedicate this one to a certain person, this name in Dun Laoghaire. So, hello to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're not going to say that.
Thank you.
special to you on Radio Dublin.
Nobody plays a better variety of music. Nobody.
Back to 1978 or thereabouts, ABBA, and a track called
Knowing Me, Knowing You, which was at 28 minutes away from 1 on Saturday afternoon. We just say hi to Vincent Trotman, also hi to Paul Walsh and Ronan Moore, also Fergus Hardy, and they're listening in Glendale Road in Rathfarnham. They wanted some Bon Jovi,
right.
A little bit later on there.
Okay, yeah, right. Have we got somebody on the phone?
We have Sonia Owens in Bayside from Orange.
Good afternoon, Sonia. Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, love. A bit sad.
Pardon?
A bit sad and a bit depressed.
I am sad that you are leaving.
Right. Have you listened?
You put a lot of hard work into an effort.
Right. Have you listened to Radio Dublin for long?
Yeah, I have.
How long have you been listening to the station?
A long time,
right. What do you remember most about Radio Dublin? What's your fondest memories of the station?
The man, he's really funny,
Robbie Pryor.
Robbie Pryor, yes. That's the captain, Captain Disprin, yeah.
He's gone back to Romans, by the way.
He's gone back somewhere else now.
Put him in.
Fine. So what are you going to listen to when Radio Dublin now? Radio Dublin's carrying on now, as I say, but what station are you going to listen to?
Pardon?
What station are you going to listen to when most of the girls down at the scene?
When you're gone, I won't listen to anything.
Well, you're not.
Even the other place, no.
Pardon?
Even RT, no.
No, I don't like them.
Right, nobody does anyway. So would you like to say hello to anybody, Sonia?
I'd like to say hello to the McCormick's that are listening in.
Okay.
And also to all my teachers in
St.
Mary's School.
Right. Okay, Sonia. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
bye.
Cheer up.
Bye.
That's Sonia calling from...
Bayside in Kilmarnock.
So would you like to say anything to anybody, Tony?
Say hi to friends of mine, Tony and Trisha, also Mr. and Mrs. Quinn in Drimnock.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Anybody else?
Moment. David's in fact wrecking the studio, he's playing with his gun.
He's not even
brought him this, by the way. Just there, talking with yourself, so while we're waiting. Dave's just gone wandering around the studio here.
We show you how the complex works, rather shortly. Now, it's just coming around to 25 minutes away from 1. It's Radio Dublin, and it's Tony Quinn and Dave Felton keeping you company. We will have some of our staff dropping in between now and 2 o'clock,
and
right?
Of course, the man himself, Jerry Barson, up today at 2.
Jerry's up at 2 between 2 and 4. I think 4 to 6 is 2 and 1. 6 to 9 was Tony Kavanagh and rounding it all off tonight.
John Dean,
okay, we'll play a record. By the way, if you'd like a mention, you'd like to air your views on what's the situation going on at the moment, ring us up, 538684. That's 538684. Rick Line to Dublin International. As we play
The Bet Shop Boys and Left to My Own Devices at 105.
Really, he's nice. He is really nice. How could you describe Tony Quinn?
Gorgeous, hunky.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
That's what all the women say.
Who wrote this? Let's dedicate this one to actually Cable Inc. Limited, who supply a great service.
On Channel 4 and BBC 2.
Any chance of fixing it, lads? Please, please. We're asking you for months. Like, you know,
Say hi to Lorraine Ryan working hard today in Cable Inc. 608555. Hi, Lorraine.
And if you don't fix it, this will happen. Right, okay. Fix BBC 2 and Channel 4 today now. Make it quick. Here's the Pet Shop Boys.
I get out of bed at 10:30, phone up a friend who's a party animal, turn on the news and drink some tea, maybe if you're with me, we'll do some shopping. One day I'll read or learn to drive a car. If you pass the test, you can beat the rest. But I don't like to compete or talk street, street, street. I can pick up the best from the party animal. I could leave you, say goodbye. Or I could love you if I tried. And I could love you.
Dublin International, we're keeping you company on this sad, sad day, Saturday afternoon here in Dublin City. That's the Pet Shop Boys with Tony Quinn coughing in the background. It's a new mix, actually. And it's called... what's it called? Left to My Own Devices. Right, we're going to have a chat with Sean Ashmore. But first, this is how Sean used to talk on Radio Dublin.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Hello. If you want the best value in color TVs, hi-fi units, and video recorders, visit Budget Vision in Mary Street. Budget Vision in Mary Street have color TVs from an unbeatable £130, hi-fi units from an unbeatable £199, and video recorders from an unbeatable £299. Not only is each item guaranteed, but you also get a free surprise gift with every purchase. So beat the Christmas rush and pop along to Budget Vision in Mary Street for unbeatable value in TVs, hi-fi units, and video recorders. Access and Visa cards welcome and personal loans arranged. That's Budget Vision, 53 Mary Street, Dublin. For TVs, hi-fi units, and videos, you won't get better value anywhere this Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho!
High-tech, hi-fi, no price, that's why you found the high-fi.
I think I could show him singing there, though.
I think so, yeah, right.
Mum, that's our man that does the ads, does commercials around here, otherwise known as Laser Productions. Right, now Sean Ashmore's on the line. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Dave.
How are you?
Fine.
It's a sad day, isn't it?
It is,
yes. Right. But we just played one of your ads. I don't
realise that. Yeah.
How did you manage to ho, ho, ho?
With great difficulty.
I'd say so, yeah. I was just going to say that, actually, yeah. Right, have you heard Sunshine? Did you hear Sunshine yesterday closing down?
I missed it yesterday. I was actually at the close down of another station.
Right, okay.
I heard this morning.
Right. So what's going to happen to you? You're going to be unemployed as well, I suppose.
Well, radio to me has always only been a hobby.
Right.
And, at the moment I'm doing a course on the radio station and all that. So I still 6 months left of that.
Okay.
But the way I see it, there's four types of people who are affected by the new legislation.
Yeah.
There's the professionals who are making a living, they can afford a car, pay a mortgage, etc. And they're like, in my opinion, working in King, Sunshine, Triple CR.
Yeah.
I've no doubt that anybody out of any of those stations, whether they be DJs, production engineers, whatever, should they want to work in Irish radio again, under, legit radio,
yeah.
I don't have really much doubt that most of them will have no problem getting a job. Secondly, I'd say that the hobby-like people, DJs, people who are not making a living, and are either working somewhere else, or are already on the dole, and they are on radio. Really, plenty of them will probably get jobs on these community stations, if they come about. Thirdly, I'd say the little, because now they have very, very little choice. But I suppose that should expand as time goes on, and the full force of the legislation does come into effect. And finally, the advertisers, because the only medium that they're, have the choice of using is RTE.
Yeah.
And that's obviously very expensive. So, where a company might have liked to advertise, and where it was pretty effective advertising, they now no longer have that choice.
Yeah.
But, the advantage of the legislation, firstly, radio stations all over the country have been asking for this for the last 10 years, and finally it has come about. I think it would be silly of any station to try and say, well, no, we don't want the legislation, after asking for 10 years for it. The advantages of it, there's going to be more security. Anybody working in radio now knows that their jobs are, a lot more secure than they have been over the last 10 years. Of course, there's going to be less choice, and there are going to be less jobs, but I'd say, if you look at the double situation, the main station, the one thing that you were actually, could afford major giveaways, and actually had the money there. And I think the government has the right to only allowing two commercial radio stations to operate.
Do you think that's right, or only two?
Well, when you consider there will also be RTE, and there'll also be the tourist station, actually.
Yeah, but they're only going to have 40 watts, Sean. It's not going to cover very much.
I think so.
They're only going to have 40 watts.
I think that's
got to be
untrue.
No, we checked.
I've seen the information the Radio and Television Commission sent out to various applications. And they're listing off they give the site coordinates, they give our radiators, VRP, the envelope from VR transmission site. And it is quite effective to cover, the county Dublin area.
Yeah. But two stations, it's not very much, not a great choice, is it, really, when you come to think of it?
Well, I realise that, Jeff, but there'll also be community stations.
Oh, there will be, yeah.
Stations.
Well, how long is this going to take? It's going to take years or months or whatever.
Well, I've been talking just about some vineyards for the latest station.
Yeah. Like, there's a perfect situation for old David Baker there along with the Class FM. He's going off to Manchester now, tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
I'm off to England again, yeah.
But he said he doesn't have a job lined up. I know, I'd say the best bet for most people at the moment who are making a living here would be to go to England.
Yeah.
If they'd love to get jobs.
Right.
As, you know, there's so many others who work in radio over there.
Exactly, yeah.
But, you know, the people who stay, it's all better for them. Maybe it's going to be a better chance for them getting a job in Irish radio. But I don't realise, there's some stations around, like, and the standards, let's face it, we're not very high.
Yeah.
And they weren't really providing great service.
Exactly, yeah.
And the legislation, I mean, right, we've had radio for the last 10 years. Some people made a hash of it, some people made a very, very good job of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's hope that the legislation will mean that there'll only be good radio around there.
Right.
But, obviously, the legislation will restrict choice. And, say, with the stations, you know, at formats like Supersound or Hothead, there won't be room in legislation for that kind of format.
So we're going back to a clone of RTE?
I'd say the stations that come on the air will be very, very similar in format to Millennium.
What was it for?
Yeah, I realise that, yeah.
Like, what about the young people that like back-to-back North and North music?
Yeah.
Like, RTE played very little American chart.
I know, they scrapped it.
Like, as they said in the paper there, with some trying to promote many artists like Debbie Gibson, Tiffany, they would have never been heard of if we only had RTE.
Yeah.
Such a broke those artists.
Yeah, I realise that there's no room in legislation.
Unless you're down in O'Donnell and Margo, you won't get an RTE.
You've seen very little of them got on RTE.
Yes,
it's
clever to your fact actually to grow them, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about the market, yeah.
But I think the whole idea is that, it's back down to specialist stations.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that they should provide for specialist stations, the likes of non-stop stations?
They haven't actually, you know, made it very clear what that will entail.
Mm-hmm.
But, you have like parties, like the Class 70 or...
Yeah. Even Night Sky, the alternative music capital. Yeah.
Exactly. I think the whole thing should be choice.
Yeah.
The parents like a particular type of music. They
can't just deprive them of it, yeah.
Any time of the day. But apparently I think it had to come to this after 10 years.
Yeah. It was going on for a bit longer, all right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, let's face it, there was no security.
Mm-hmm.
If you were working in radio.
Yeah, it wasn't a secure job.
Yeah. And I think with legislation, well, part of that would be removed. Of course, it's all contracts now on radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get your 6 months contract after that, you know, they might take on again, they might.
Yeah.
Push it outside.
So, is Laser still staying in business, or is it closing down?
Well, no, Laser is still there if anybody wants to. I personally think there's a very big market now for material for demo tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, people don't have to send in demo tapes.
Yeah. So Laser is in fact making them, isn't it? Like, they have
to actually make you demo tapes.
Yeah.
But design material which could be used on demo tapes, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the DJ voiceover or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a market for that. Obviously not a market for commercials.
Yeah. But what about when local radio comes in? Are you going to try and get it on the advertising there? The production of that type of
production could actually provide the quite good quality.
And they want, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My people be probably required.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a, you know, a lower level of community,
mm-hmm.
or specialists or neighbours, maybe they're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't think the equipment standards wouldn't be so high.
Okay, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Anyway.
Best of luck to yourself, Sean. Would you like to say hello to anybody, by the way?
Well, I
say
hello to my brother, Jared, who's sitting here beside me.
Okay. Right. We wish you the best of luck, anyway, with Laser Productions in the coming future.
And the same to yourself.
Okay, Sean.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Bye.
Nice speaking to you.
And same to you.
Thank you. Bye. That's Sean Ashmore, 12 minutes away from one from Laser Productions, the chap that done our ads and jingles.
And does my jingles.
And Tony's jingles.
Does he do them well?
Didn't he do Tony's jingles very well? That's Laser Productions. Right? Okay. 12 minutes away from one. If you'd like to air your view, it's 5386 84. That's 5386 84. And we'll have some staff dropping in rather shortly, like Alan Jackson, of course, and...
Jane Wilkinson.
Jane, we'll have Jane dropping in.
And I think Fiona, you know, right. Evans, Saturday night.
We have, I think we have Fran Ross coming down with his motorbike shortly as well, Joe Knight, he'll be here shortly. And a few others. Right, shall we play a record?
Yeah, I think this will be on the telephone.
Somebody on the phone, isn't there? Somebody on the buzz, all right, listen. Can you hear that?
I'm in the bumble, this will
get off my phone, please. Just coming out to 9 minutes away from one. It's Dublin International, 1978. Debbie, Harry and Blondie. And a track called... What's it called, Tony? Grab a microphone.
Ringing on the telephone.
Baron Jackson, actually, who joined us in the studio. He's just ringing himself up at the moment.
No.
The doctor's performing an operation in the corner, I think. Can you hear that, can you?
Ian.
Yeah, he's on our outside broadcast. Good morning, man.
Good afternoon, David.
There's Alan, young Alan.
Young Alan.
How are you? Not too bad. It's been here a good while, Alan.
I've been here since 6 months now.
6 months? No, yeah. We've been here for that before, a couple of years ago, remember?
Way back when.
Way back when. We're all young.
We're all young and youthful,
yeah.
It was long ago.
Yeah. Sad day, isn't it? Sad day. So, have you any fondest memories of it when you're done, man?
Well, to be honest with you, what I wanted to say is to give praise to one particular person who started me off many years ago. In radio, gave me my first break, as he gave an awful lot of people.
Gave me my first break, yeah.
And looked across Jerry Marsden, and he's done a good job, a fantastic job.
I can get a round of applause for that.
You will, didn't you? That's Tony Murray, he's drinking whiskey.
Okay.
In the form of Pepsi.
He gave you your break, give me my break, actually.
He gave me a couple of more people on the station breaks. A couple of big people were named, long names.
Yeah, they're in OT now, we'd say, anyway.
Yeah, they're in other stations.
Yeah, some of them are abroad, actually.
I just dropped in, Dave, because I'm going to be doing
the program. Alan used to be on the all-nighter, by the way, between 12
and 7.
Yeah, it's a long shift, isn't it?
7 hours non-stop music.
And you do get some funny phone calls.
I got a few of them on Thursday night, but less than it says.
Any funny moments, Alan, on the radio? Can you think of any?
I'm Dublin, not really, but when I was on Liberty's,
Tell us about it, go on.
Well,
because I was asleep over the decks on Liberty Radio, that's true, yeah, because I was down there working on Liberty as well.
The reason being for that was I was doing the all-nighters 7 nights a week, and the final was 7 nights. 2 minutes past midnight, I just collapsed over the decks.
Okay, right. Exactly, yeah. So was I. I remember I collapsed actually here on Liberty Radio, I conked out myself in the mic for about 10 minutes.
Do you remember the night you conked out for 10 minutes, or when you woke up and you thought it was, you slept for 8 hours?
That's right.
You
haven't
gone for 10 minutes?
That's true. I haven't done a living radio either. That's many years ago, yeah.
We're in the good old days.
We're in the good old days, yeah. So it's all coming to an end. What's going to happen to you, Alan? You're going to be unemployed like the rest of us.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
We all signing on Hatch 4 on Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a sad day.
It isn't,
yeah. Right.
Anyway, Dublin was good.
Was good to us, so
it
dear.
Was nice,
you could say it's our second
good.
Home. We used to,
well,
we used to sleep here and all. We never used to go home, actually. Come to think of it. We used to sleep here and you'd go in the dark. Where are you, bitch? You've been sleeping for the last 2 days. You know, it's tough to say, well, we're up on Radio Dublin, like, you know. You know,
it is our second home.
It is our second home, yeah. So, I mean, you wouldn't say hello to anybody, want to hear it? No, there is a lot of
just people. To all the listeners who've been listening in, just, I see Mark Spooner is down there, isn't he?
How much
say hello to Marie in the sunny months.
Okay.
Who's one of the old crazy gangs who used to listen in just many moons ago. And to all our listeners who, unfortunately, after they won't be hearing our sweet little voices anymore.
Very sad day.
Okay, David.
Thank you,
Alan. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
That's our own Alan Jackson. He does the all-nighter. A reasonable long-time shift, you would say. It's an all-nighter. It happens between midnight and 7, and he's back this coming Monday. No, he's not. Sorry. He's back sometime in the near future. I was going to say, he's coming in for a special on Monday. Never mind, anyway. Let's dedicate this one to Valerie. Hello, Valerie, and Valerie's tuned away the scene in Dublin City. This one for Val this afternoon. Here comes Womack and Womack. A very appropriate record, eh? 5 minutes away from one. And here comes Teardrops. On your all-day, everyday music station, Dublin, 1966. My choice in 1988.
Whenever I hear on Radio Dublin.
Nobody plays a better variety of music. Nobody.
Now, we have one of the oldest listeners. I remember when I used to be young. Actually, I used to be on the all-nighter. As this woman remembers me, probably. I used to be on the all-nighter. I used to do 12 to 7 many years ago. It's, of course, Mrs. Spooner. Hello, Ma.
Hello, Dave.
Can you just put the microphone a bit close to your mouth, Ma?
Hello, Dave.
Hello,
Dave.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
It's a sad day for you, my
friend. It's a very, very sad day. I'm just broken back. I never thought that would
we've done our best, ma.
We have made a station which was held. It's really and truly a broken heart.
Mm. When did you start listening to the station, ma?
When it started, first it started in our side for a while. Then it went to
put a lot of time and effort into the station.
Put in everything he had into it. I have to give him praise, especially the fact DJ's nephew. Everybody belonged to Radio Sunday. I have to get you in the room. Unless that TV comes to my door.
You tell them that. You kick them
and
out.
And I tell them.
You break the rules.
You won't break me glass door, but I break them.
What's your fondest memory, ma'am, the way you know your fondest time?
Well, we had a crazy gang.
I sure remember it. You were mad at
we were.
Singing.
It was just fabulous, the crazy gang. Mm. I always said we should keep it here.
Mm. Well, whatever happened, we just disbanded, didn't they, ma'am?
We just ran to the place.
Where is there? Alice.
Oh, yes.
Alice.
Alice and
Marie. Yes, yeah, Sandy Mountain.
Ah, yes.
Who else? That's right, we used to sing.
Yes. And quite a few but we walked to at least now I came over here when the walk was to St. Dan's Park in Raheem.
That's right, I remember
that. I went on the float.
That's right, Jerry, you put on top of the float, remember?
That's right, and when we got to O'Connell Street, DJ said this was the oldest member.
Radio
Dublin. Radio Dublin. Mm,
that's right.
I was proud of that. Mm. So we carried on to St. Dan's Park. We had a great day there. We came back. Came back to the station. And then I started ringing in. I was tormenting the DJ.
Mm.
I couldn't listen to any other station.
Mm.
Not on my tranny anyway. The only thing now I have for memories is all the old tapes.
Tapes, yeah, problems gone past.
All the old tapes, I taped practically every program went out.
Mm.
All the DJs. And I'd like to mention just one, if Jerry doesn't mind, Adrian St. James.
The bopper.
I always liked it.
Mm. Where did Adrian never go, we wonder?
He always sent me a card Christmas, but he didn't this year.
Yeah. I think he's abroad, isn't he?
I think so.
He went abroad, because last time I talked to Adrian was at the Tower Club.
Yes.
The buffer used to be known as St. James.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
Of course, we have DJ Lee.
He's going to
Lee's going abroad, isn't he?
Yeah.
And of course, that's when we had Kevin Barrett. Remember Kevin?
Indeed, I do.
And the Smooch.
The Smooch.
Smooch, the love story,
The love story.
Kevin is
Tracy
Evans. Tracy Evans,
Mike Barnes.
Yeah, and the man Felton.
Dave
Felton. Oh, hey, I'm on the She's confused over there.
Confused, Dave.
I thought it was Shay West.
Ah, Shay.